Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much.
Oh,
I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. Just going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Wow, what an introduction on here on the Optimize My Life show, featuring many things. Most importantly, we are an organization that shares with the Golden Rule Society the purpose of making this a better world. And on Fridays, we really have a special treat and tribute because we recognize a world hero, a nationally, internationally known star among men that have not only performed in their life to incredible heights and speeds, but he has done, proven over and over and over again, so many things to helping people. He's been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. No small feat. By the way, the organization also recognized him last year as the Humanitarian and Man of the Year. So that guy, if I start talking about him, I should probably some more because I can't say enough. He's a friend. He lives in sunny California out there by the Coronado Bridge right down the street. I just saw an article on that said the USS Nimitz is the oldest running aircraft carrier in the U.S. fleet, and I think it just got into port not long ago. Being Bell was out in the, in the Korean Sea, helped protecting us there. And since you are a Navy man, first class officer and a gentleman, we want to welcome you to the show today as our host, our guest, our partner. I don't know, how many superlatives can I use to describe you, Len Gain?
Well, God bless you, my friend, Mr. Ron Clayton. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard the words from Mr. Ron Clayton, who's now he's the president of the Hope Collection. And this is an organization that was put together by a dear, dear friend of ours, Mutual. His name is Rick. Anyway, I just get excited because he has passed away. I mean, it hurts our heart, everything, and we have to think of him. But the point is, they put this program together, and here we are simply helping to make it a better world. Now, the Golden Rule Society has just been in business for just a little over 50 years. And by the way, we're all non-paid volunteers. And when I usually start this radio show on the Hope Collection, I say, welcome aboard to the radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Now watch my lips. And everybody laughs and says, that's kind of silly. But anyway, the point I want to make is we're not selling anything. We have gifts for you, and you're going to stay with this show today, and we're going to give you some links, places to go, things to do, items that are going to increase your wonderful life that you're living. We're just here to make it more better, if you will. And there are a lot of things going on. And again, Mr. Ron Clayton, what a terrific guy. There's so many things that he's doing, and I'm going to tell you about it later on. But first thing you want to do is do yourself a favor and get your piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, because I'm going to give you some wonderful information that you can share with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, and your charity. Because, as I mentioned, we're in business with this Golden Rule Society charity for over half of a century. Obviously, you know that's more than 50 years. And we're all non-paid volunteers. That's the nice part. We're busy doing the work of the Lord. I tell people that he doesn't pay me anything, but I understand the retirement program is out of this world. Now, I hope it gets you to smile a little bit, and that's what's happening. And the program that we have today is on a daily basis. I'm very honored and humbled and pleased to be involved in the Friday show. They're going on, and it's going to be wonderful grips and opportunities for you. And let me just give you one to start off with. It's going to be a teaser, and you're going to say, wow, I want to hear all the other things that are operated. But we want to focus on this. The Golden Rule Society is involved now what we call the Worldwide Kindness Campaign. And it goes something like this. It's international, by the way. Everybody and anybody from any country. And it's just wonderful stuff, because what we're saying is, with kindness, hope, and love in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And that's living one of the good Lord's best and brightest staying, where he says, share the love that I give you with others. Is that simple? And is it powerful? You bet it is. And we're happy to have you here. And you can still, if you like, you can call any one of your neighbors and family and friends, whoever, and tell them, hey, log on to this radio show, because it's going to be well worth your while, because it's going to make you more successful in your life with all the things that you're doing. And that's why we're here. And we go on. And this show is on 6 days a week. Starts high noon at the east coast of the United States. And that's the nice part about it. We're here to serve. And there are some nice things. I told you that the thing that really tickles me and is a wonderful opportunity, it's one of the gifts that I'm going to tell you about. It's how to travel at the best price you can get. 85% of the time, we can get you discounts on land, sea, or air. And the nice part about it is that you can go on a bus or a train, you can go on an airplane, you can go on a big cruise ship and get discounts on it. And here's a little sample that I get, a good friend from San Diego area. He said, Len, I've got to go to New York City on a round trip with a business trip, and my wife and I are going. And he said, I checked on it, and they told me it was going to be $1,000, round numbers. And then he told me about it, and I said, well, you know, you have our program with the Golden Rule Society discounts. And he said, well, tell me more, and I did. And he called back, and then he let me know that he was able to take a round trip to New York City in an airplane, of course. And what he did was got a discount, and it only cost him $500, round numbers. He saved on the very first usage of the Golden Rule Society's discount program, $500. And he says, well, anytime and wherever we want to go someplace, we just log on, show them the fact that we're part of the Golden Rule Society program, and we get a discount up to 85% of the times. And I always suggest and tell you people very nicely, you don't want to try to get a discount on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve or some holiday, because all the seats are usually taken. And where you're going to get a discount is when the seats are available, and the nice airlines and everybody, they say, well, we'll get offered discounts, and maybe the people come on board. And that's their, I have no control over what the discount is. But we have them available for you, and you ought to take a look at it and use it and share it. And that's what it's all about. And Ron, that's the little kickoff for my welcome aboard, so to speak. And we have other visitors with us today. I'm going to take a little short break and have a sip of my coffee. How about that? Back and over to you, my friend, Ron Clayton.
Thank you, Len. Before we go forward, I want to stop. And as I understand it, we just missed a wonderful event, a historic event, that you and your bride, Ann, just had an anniversary the other day. And I believe it's 69 years? No, tell me how many years it was. I'm sorry if I got confused there.
Well, that's all right. It's been 64 years ago. My wife, Ann, and I, high school sweethearts and all that, we got married. And the good Lord blessed us with the four children, two boys, 2 years apart. And then we were hoping for a little girl. So we prayed, and when the good Lord took care of us, and he says, Len, I'll double up. So we had identical twin daughters after we had two boys, 2 years apart.
Wow.
And then the girls came another 3 years apart. And that's our family. And what a blessing it is to be with it and 64 years. Gosh, making me think that I'm just going to be too terribly mature as life goes on. But you got to keep doing the magic. And when I told you about the kindness campaign going worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, I graduated high school in 1954, and I had signed up to join the Navy. So graduated high school the very next day. I'm packing my bag to go from Navy boot camp. And my mom stopped me before I left, and she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And those two words, they're in my heart, in my mind, and my soul. Every opportunity to talk with people and meet them, why not be kind? And that's what the worldwide kindness campaign is all about. And you can be a part of it, and you benefit from just doing that, and it'll be a better life for you. So that's it, Ron. Thank you for mentioning the 64 years together with Lovely Bride Ann and the family.
What an adventure, Len. I know that we had the privilege of spending some time with you and Ann, and we went out to dinner, and we went out down to the Navy shipyard, and we walked all around Coronado and just had a wonderful time a couple days a while back. And then we went on a cruise together, too, and we went and we were having dinner every day, and on the cruise ship they had the famous Guy Burgers, and Rick Reese, our mutual friend and partner with the Hope Collection. We were just having a grand old time. And to show you the kind of power this captain has, first of all, guys, to be able to have on behalf of the entire Hope Collection and Golden Rule Society, to offer a blessing on your marriage, your life, and what you do for all of us, I'm humbled and I'm excited. But I recall when we went to that cruise, and they found out that we had a group of Hope Collection members. I call them Hope Agents, and Joel Griffin and his wife Artis were there. And we had a little reception, and some other folks that joined us from even on the ship. And the captain of the ship came down when he found out that Top Gun, the original Top Gun, hero, fighter pilot, commercial airlines pilot, Captain Len Kane, the captain of the Conquest ship came down in his white uniform, you know, like starch white. I mean, just unbelievable. And he said, hello, and he welcomed us. And then he gave us an invitation to a handful of people that were there to come exclusively to the bridge of the ship. Now, I have to tell you, it's like someone, a captain of an airplane, inviting you into the cockpit. It don't happen, folks, especially now. But he brought us in the hand of Rick Reese and a couple other people that came on board, and we were able to go on the bridge of the ship. And at the end of the tour where he showed us, and we were up there, and him and Len were just going, Captain Louis, his name was. And when he was done, he took his white dress uniform captain's hat off. It was really sharp, a real captain's hat. And he presented it to Len Kane in honor of the captain from the Navy to his Navy, the Carnival Cruise Ship Line, Conquest, to Len Kane, Captain Len. I'm telling you, I get goosebumps just remembering those moments, Len. It was such a treat to be able to do that. And again, like I say, nobody gets to do that, but people just recognize you. You have an aura about you that people respect. We're walking down the street. I guess, you know, we went and walked from the Coronado Hotel and I kind of drove down to a restaurant on the waterfront, the docks. And I can't tell you how many people saluted Len King. Now, he's in his dress uniform now, Hawaiian shirt and shorts. But everybody, everywhere we went was saluting Captain Glenn King. And I can't tell you what a privilege I feel that when we're talking, not only on the Log Radio Show, which is a platform that a mutual business friend, Burl Walk, invented and brought to us to use to make it a better world. And this has been the program that we're on many, many, many more platforms today, thanks to one of our board members. Her name is Mary Stanley. I happen to know that she's on the call today. As the host, I get a dashboard, so I see the calls coming in. And the people that are calling in are connecting on our blog, Optimize Your Life Show. It can be reached from other platforms. Mary maybe can take a minute to tell all the platforms we're on now. But, Len, just to give you an idea, you've occasionally asked me, well, how many people do we have on the show on any given day? Well, I know last week we had one day where we had American Hometown Heroes. And what we do is we take each week, each Monday, and we salute and outline, and we force our guest, our hero, to speak about themselves. Most of them don't like to do that, but we're very willing. They don't want to talk about it. You don't want to talk about yourself. But this guy, Country Boy, and he's got a birthday coming up tomorrow, by the way. But anyways, we featured him. There were over 150 calls on that show in 1 hour. 150 people checked in, locked in, and took the show. And that is so exciting. We now are able to track the calls, the number of people, and we have the database to be able to connect back to the people that call in. And we appreciate and welcome anybody that's reaching us on any other platform. This is the show, our theme, the Golden Rule Society. We're two organizations, 501c3s, nonprofits, that have our heart, our existence, is all based on helping somebody and honoring other people, lifting people up. Our theme is helping others by helping them help others. And then you add on the Golden Rule, do the Golden Rule. Boy, that's a powerful force, guys. Len, we're so proud that we can walk down together, march down the road in a mission to make this a better world. And I just, again, I can't brag enough because I've been in your home. And so I know what it's like to feel and sense and see the office with all the honors of a guy that had a squadron. He flew a squadron of jet fighter planes, a group of them. I think it was the 305th Squadron. Is that the number?
Yes, sir. Well, that's it.
Well,
I'm sorry,
you guys had combat competitions, right? As Miramar. And yes. your squadron aced it. You had 100%, no points detracted or anything. You were aced it. Now, when you're flying a squadron of planes, how many planes are in a squadron, Len?
It varies, but 15 or 16 is a good one for the fighters. But
okay.
It varies, but you do the best with what you have as in just living a life.
Well, when you've got 15 airplanes, jet planes, flying at the speed of sound, and you're in formation, and you can do that, and you have competition, and they test you, and you can be totally flawless. First of all, I know I'm going to sleep good tonight because we got pilots that are just like that. They did today. They go to Top Gun school at Miramar and other places. But the United States government is called that. That is the number one training spot for pilots in the country, and so I'm just proud. We got you every Friday, and it's fun because your stories about what you did, where you're going around the country, and the various aircraft carriers that you've been in, countries you've been in, it's really good. We're able to really place you in a position that has touched the lives around the world, and you're still doing it, Len.
Well, as long as the good Lord is with me and giving me good guidance, why not? And I really, you triggered something. I want to tell the story about where the hope collection came from. And the gentleman that I talked about, I got still get emotional. His name is Joel Gripping. Now, what a small world it is, because he went to Mansfield University in Pennsylvania. He went there with my high school football coach. And I never met Joel Gripping till maybe 50, 60 years later, and found out that the kind of background he had, first off, he was a wonderful personality, good smile, friendly, always saying nice things to people. And he was a brilliant man. Matter of fact, his doctorate was in mathematics. He did such a great job with that situation that he was he was selected to be a senior advisor to three of our presidents. Can you imagine that, having a job, just being an advisor to the president, and then the next president, and then the one following him? Incredible. And we were so happy and so proud to be part of him. And, of course, we say daily prayers for Mr. Joel Gripping, the founder of the Hope Collection, and involved in so many things, helping people. That's what he was. So I'll continue to fill in with items of interest. And you beat me to the punch with their where we are celebrating tomorrow the birthday of Mr. Brad Dorsey, that he calls himself, because people love the phone, he calls himself his nickname. He says he is Country Boy. Oh, from the and he's going to tell us a little bit about himself and other wonderful things that he's doing. Mr. Brad Dorsey, Country Boy, is a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society charity. That's right along with Mr. Ron Clayton. So we're all together, working together, both side by each, if you will, all in good fun, doing our magic. So I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Ron Clayton, senior advisor. So I'm here to hook it up and take it on, by golly. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Len. Well, since we're talking so much about Country Boy, Mr. Brad, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Oh, wonderfully blessed. Every time somebody asks,
can I interrupt you 1 second? I have a little girl about to say something.
Ladies always go first, Mary, from where I'm from.
Happy birthday to Ron. Happy birthday to Ron.
And Country Boy.
Happy birthday to Randy Boy. Happy birthday to you.
Lovely. Now, if that don't make somebody's heart swim, I'm telling you now. See, that was live, y'all. That wasn't Memorex. That was Mary's daughter. Mary knows it. Everybody may not know the term trigger, but children always are my trigger. I just love what they do, love how they do it, and the thing about it is it's so pure, it's so genuine. It's not has any hidden agendas or motives on what Ariana just did for me. Ron, I see why. You better be glad you named her Little Princess before I did, because she is definitely a little princess, man. And then the things that she's genuinely knowing, Mary, God has definitely put our Little Princess out on the platform, because I remember reading in that little book. It was a Gideon Bible, Ron. I call it the little book because I read the little book. I keep one in my glove compartment. So I needed to clarify that with you one day. Ron, tell them, Ron, I'm going to switch back. I'm not going to lose my thought. Ron, tell them some people that we might be speaking to in a different language. Tell the listeners, Ron, when I say I was reading in the little book, tell them what little book I was talking about, Ron, and why the Gideons had a little book.
Well, that's because I am a Gideon, first of all, so I kind of can talk with some knowledge. The little book is a miniature size, pocket size copy of the New Testament of the Bible. And the Gideons go around all over the world, 179 countries, in languages, you know, hundreds of languages. And we give out Bibles at schools and hospitals and colleges and places where people meet and congregate. Gideons can give a Bible to an individual. And so they make it a practice of this. Just myself, I've been privileged after many years of it. I actually have gotten Bibles in the communist Cuba where they're illegal. In the story, I always talk about that. And you were talking about that little Bible, country boy. Well, the group that went there, they went to an orphanage in Cuba. And they met with the supervisor, that's what they call her. There was a special name for her, comrade supervisor, whatever. And it's illegal to have a Bible in Cuba. Communism. And so, anyways, we had the mission team pack up some little Bibles, little books, and they took them to the orphanage, and they gave out. They distributed the Bibles to every child and the supervisor. And when she opened up the book, she started crying. And by the way, they were Spanish. They were in the Spanish language of Cuba. She hadn't had a Bible in her hands in 25 years. Outside
wow.
of the movie. By the way, what you received and were blessed by that, so were these people. And so we support that organization and people that do that. So when you talk about how it's affected your life, country boy, it shows. And so we're proud
right, now
of
let
talk
me,
about this.
Now, let me
Go
jump
ahead.
Back in. Here comes the teacher part of me. I'm going to give y'all three different scenarios real fast. So I hope that you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. First, we was talking about Lynn Kane. His humanitarian acts to the world, not just being nominated five times for a Nobel Peace Prize. You can't nominate yourself. It has to go through your actions. Many are called, few are chosen. Let me give you a question. Now, these people, I'm going to just call out a list of people. President, mayor, pastor, teacher, neurospecialist, boom, 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 the list goes on. Each one of these people, and y'all heard me say it before, everyone under the sound of my voice is uniquely designed and crafted, simply one of a kind, but when we come together, we can bless humankind. I just named out a lot of people, but they needed to get from Atlanta to California to perform their duties. Guess who they call? Not the Top Gun. They call a little pilot guy who knows how to be kind. They call him Lynn Kane. So after he stopped fighting for our country and fighter planes, he decided he'd be still serving. Did y'all hear that word? Serving and protecting the lives of others. That's what humanitarians do. And it never stops. Matter of fact, when he got ready to leave home, his elementary lesson as a full-grown man graduating not just out of school but out of his mama's house, she says, Lynn, don't forget what I taught you. Always be kind. Oh, put it in Lynn Kane's words, KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. Hear how simple it is. Treat other people the way that you would like to be treated. Y'all want me to say that again? Let me say it again. Treat other people the way that you would like to be treated. Now, Ron took the mic and passed it to me. No, Ron took the mic and passed it to Mary, Joel Griffin. Forgot to tell you the cliff note. Joel Griffin calls it a cycle of appreciation. What goes around comes back around. So Ron says, Mary, are you out there? She says, I'm always out there, woman of war. This woman of war, she's in the military too. She fights and she serves. Oh, I forgot to tell you. She's a mom and a wife. And she has two wonderful special children. Oh, she's a teacher too. So everybody has something unique that they can do. But as soon as I run past the mic over to Mary, Mary passed the mic over to little Princess. Wow. And then Princess says, love is not love until anyone gives it away. She says, country, let me bless your birthday early. Birthday tomorrow. But she showed up with her blessing today. Sounds like the God I serve. He's the controller of your tomorrow, and it ain't even got here yet. But he says, I'm going to bless you today. Then all of a sudden, Ariana gives up the mic and gives it back to Ron. And Ron gives it to me, and I give it back to Ron. Are y'all picking up what I'm putting down? Do unto others before they do unto you. And when you give love, hope, and kindness away, it eventually will come right back to you. Even if it does not come back from the person that you gave your kindness to. Everything that I do starts with thanks and ends with thanks. And then all in the middle, there's praises and gratitude and all of these little Siamese twins that hang out with each other. One more scenario for you football lovers out there. If I ask anybody, Ron, who's the most, the MVP, valuable person on the team, you know who they would normally say? The quarterback. But guess what, man, Kane? The quarterback can't move until Mary snaps the ball. Ain't that crazy? So my point is, all of you telling you these little short stories is Joel Griffin, with his infinite wisdom, looked into the future. That's what they call visionarians. It says, we're going to take the best. But we don't want y'all, the pride. They only take the pride. They fight amongst each other, family members, so that they can produce a strong seed. So Joel said, we're going to take the best of the best from the north. Mary's up in Minnesota. Lynn Kane's over in California. Country boys over here in the east. Oakman's down in the south. The best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we're going to allow everybody to come in and love their very, very best. Lynn calls it kindness. Ron Clayton calls it hope for you. Mary, country boy, says it's a blessing to be. Oh, my cousin Shakespeare said, to be or not to be. We're calling you out wherever you are, every man, every woman, every boy, and every teeny tiny little girl. Shout out to you, Ariana, little princess. We want everybody to come out and present their very best. Start practicing. Keep in mind, there's only one perfected one that walked the planet. We want you to practice. Do unto others before they do unto you, because Ron Clayton, Lynn Kane, Mary Stanley, Rick Reese, the whole family, we've been practicing. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. I know Oakman's listening in now. I didn't let him up. I stomped the ground. Oakman's on the phone now. Do unto others before they do unto you. And when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, Ron Clayton, it eventually will come back to you, our new president.
It comes down and pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. And Len Kane, you know, we just, I want to know, this is all bragging on you and guys like Country Boy and some of the leaders, Rick Reese, and some of the people, other people that are on the call, that Mary, who's taking the steps, she may not realize it. She was, you know, she was in the service, so she was one of the she was in the Army, and we were teasing, you know, the other day, and I said, sir, and she said, well, I'm not an officer, but she doesn't understand. She's a leader. Officers are people that rise to leadership. Most of them are good. They're good at what they do, and they do have vision. And Mary is just, she's been equipped. The Holy Spirit, Lord, has just provided her with vision and strength and leadership. And she is able to take where we are and move us to the next level. Folks, if you stay on board, and by the way, if you're new today, coming in, listening to us on any of the platforms, we welcome you and want you to know that we operate 5 days a week on the noon show, and with different topics and different programs, different people every day. And you can be blessed every time, and you're welcome to come on. You're welcome to sign on. There's a phone number that we use for the blog, so the Central Source. That number is 714-816-4686. And so you're welcome. We want people to know that. And our whole idea is that if you have something to contribute that's demonstrating being kind, then you want to share that, you can. Or maybe you know an organization or a group of people that want to do more. We have companies and organizations, people call us every day. And what they want to do, they may have a program or they want to have a program, and they're looking for a partner to work with and a platform. Now, we broadcast every day. We have over 1,800 shows that are in archives. And so we really, really want people to bring other people to the show. And it's an expansion that we can make the intentional impact. And, you know, when Len Cain got in that pilot and he got in that jet plane, they split the canopy over his head or pulled it down. He was intentional about the mission. And, you know, he flew, I remember one time he shared how many sorties, they call it, how many sorties he did. But he's here, and he was blessed. He did not, although he lost friends or lost friends to be captured because they crashed. Len Cain came and went safe, and he's with us today. But we can talk about he willing to take those steps. We don't have to take those kind of steps because he did. And I'm so grateful because today, in today's world, more and more and more, the world is still out to get us. We're the greatest country on the face of Earth. God has never created a more overwhelmingly giving, special country, and so many things founded in his word that are principled. And the principles, you can't change them, you can't alter them, you can't make up your own rules. You got to follow the rules, guys. But when you do, he blesses you. And that's what's happened here in this room. So please feel free to come on, join us. If you want to know more, that's why we're going to have Len talk tomorrow. I've rambled on enough. Len, you have something else that you wanted to share with us today on some of the things you're working on?
Len, let me speak on your behalf. You don't know what to say. Okay. Hang on, Len, 1 second. Len, Nike. No, I don't know. Nobody knows who Nike is. Nike says, just do it. If y'all been on the show before, Lynn said there's some people that went before you. I keep using that word, Lynn. It's a very magic word. Lynn says, I've been married for X amount of years. And I'm thinking, wow, it's my birthday. But he's been married longer than I've been living. Think about that for a second. Len Cain has been married. Practice makes perfect? No, he says perfection doesn't exist, country. Burl Walt was whispering in the background, says, I'm going to make the rest of my life the best of my life. Len says, I haven't lived my best years with my wife yet. She's still here. I'm still here. We're loving. Loving gets better through age, like wine, Len. So now what happens in the process, Len Cain is on the platform making history. Did y'all hear that word? History. Every single day that Len Cain shows up, whatever he did his best at last Friday, and here we come another Friday, the option to get better and better and better and better. And Lynn, I'm going to steal your line and then we'll pass the mic back over to you. He says, we do this at no cost. We are non-for-profit organization. He says he's going to give Ron Creighton a raise. With nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But Lynn, here it comes, and I'm passing the mic. I got it from you. If you hang around people long enough, I love Mike White. Well, as a matter of fact, I think I love is went viral. Yeah, I love create synergy. It goes around, comes back around. Now, I could imagine being years ago being the son of a man that invented the boomerang and said, throw it out there, throw that love out there, and watch it come right back to you. Lynn Cain says, we don't get paid to do what we do. It's not going to get you a box seat in heaven and a front row seat in front of God. He says, it's really, 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 really simple what we do as humanitarians. Lynn, all you've taught us all these years by consistency and persistency is the same love that God showed me. I want to show it back to you. Lynn Cain, we can't high-five you enough, sir, because the things that you're doing, making history every single day, showing us how to get better, 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 and then landing one more time. Lynn says, we don't get paid to do this, but he heard that God's retirement plan is out of this world. They said Lynn Cain has flew enough around the world to go to the moon and back 5, 6, or 7 times. Lynn Cain, shout out to you on your marriage. Shout out to you for being my humanitarian man of the year, regardless on what the world has to say. And thank you for being a noble, peace-wise person. You've already won it in your heart. They said you were nominated only 5 times. But, young man, you was anointed before you was appointed, and we applaud you. Back you, Lee.
Wow. God bless you. You get me enthused about what's going on. And I, ladies and gentlemen, I promised I have a list for you, and I don't want to run out of time because I want you to really take advantage of all that we've been working for, as I said, more than half of a century. And here it is. I ask you to get your paper and your pencil handy and take down this information. First off, our Golden Rule Society, we have the kindness campaign. And what you ought to do is take this information and visit our website. And you know how it goes, folks. It's www.goldenrulesociety.com. That's all one word, no spaces. GoldenRuleSociety.org, O-R-G, means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt organization. We've been blessed and received by everybody in California and throughout the United States and throughout the world. So we're not just talking to locals. We're talking to everybody and anybody. So you've got the website to visit. Very simple, www.goldenrulesociety.org. Now, when you get there, we've got the wonderful opportunities for you, the gifts. I just call them the gifts because we're not selling anything, and these gifts to you don't expire. And that's the nice part about it. You say, he gave me one gift, and I get that's the last I can use it. No, you can use the travel programs and the other that on a day-to-day basis. Whenever you need it, you know, or want it, it's yours. So you're at the site now, and I mentioned to you it's the Wise Traveler Program, Smart Traveler, whatever you want to call it, discounts on travel, land, sea, or air. That's up to you. But might as well take a look at it, might as well share it. The other one that I wanted to tell you about, because we've been talking, and it's called, on the website, it's called Hope for You. And wow, what a coincidence. We're doing the Hope Show on one of the weekdays, and here it is. You are part of it. But you can click on it, a Hope for You, and take advantage of all the wonderful opportunities that's offered to you from the good people at the Hope Collection, Mr. Ron Clayton. He is pretty inside. That's pretty something. Excuse the beeping. Somebody else trying to call on one of my other telephones. Please excuse me. Anyway, Factor, it's a hope for you. Wonderful opportunities. Marvelous. They're my old magic. And that's Mr. Ron Clayton, and he's keeping his eye on the ball, and those are for you. Here's another one that I particularly like because it's called Business and Success for You. That's personal and business-wise. And the success for you, it's educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building, blessings for children of all ages. If you've got kids in school or if they've finished or they have nieces, nephews, aunts, and uncles, whoever, it's called Success for You. And wow, people take it and say, Len, where'd I get this? And logically, here's what happens. If you follow the teachings of history, history's most successful people, you're probably going to be more successful in your life. Why make the mistakes that other people have already made and proved that that doesn't work? And I'll get to the next item. And you're going to find this on the website. There it is, for the whole list. And some other things. So I'm not going to give them to you all on the phone here on the radio. But the one, and this is one that I'm very proud of because I'm a real part of it. It's called Intiva Health. And Intiva Health means that the information, technology, basically Intiva is an acronym, but it's an organization that I'm a part of. I'm a senior advisor, obviously, and a partner and all that good stuff. And I'm not a techie. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. But I'm there supporting in every way that I can. Intiva Health. And what it means is a simple example. We were selected 2 years ago and still standing. We were selected as one of the leading educators. Organization in the world supporting the medical industry. And I still meet doctors and nurses and scientists, and I said, hey, what do you think of the Intiva Health program? And some of them say, I think I've heard about it, and I say, go there. Because as a sample, one of the doctors that I told about, he says, oh, okay. And he came back, and a day later, he says, Len, why didn't you tell me about this sooner? I said, well, I take an opportunity, every opportunity, take advantage of it, and I wanted you to have it and use it. And that's the beauty of it. Here's another example. This guy came and he's joining. He says, Len, I've got the cure to cancer. I said, well, that's wonderful. We need it. So he got him into the Intiva Health program, and he was just back, and he was so to me. And a number of the other doctors that are and the scientists involved in this said, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Smith, I don't remember who, but the point is, don't waste your time because all of that you're talking about has been tried over and over again and it doesn't work. Oh, my goodness. Well, don't be disappointed. Come join the group and what I call it, the synergy of people getting together. They're not competing. They're working together to find a cure for cancer, as an example. And that's the beauty of it. We're going to find the solutions to the problems sooner and better. And that's available free of charge, but it's just doing the work of the Lord. And that's the Intiva Health, Intiva. And we have another one. Everybody loves this one because let's say you go to the doctor and he says, yes, here's your prescription. And you ziggy down to the store to get your prescription, and they say, oh, that'll be $100. And he says, well, hey, wait a while. I'm a member of the prescription discounts. Oh, yeah, oh, okay, $500. And these are sampled. The numbers change. I have no control over what discount they're going to give you. But why pay 100% when you can get it for 50% or 25 or 70, whatever the number is? That's available to you. I've just given you a birthday present, if you will, or an anniversary present. for my wife Anna and I just a few days ago. Anyway, but there's another one, and this one has, there is a small fee to use it, and it's called the Your Video Emails. And as a president of the Golden Rule Society, and everybody knows, you send emails. Everybody does, right? Most everybody. And people do that, and the people who receive them, they have to sit there and read what it says. With this one, all you have to do is you get yourself a little camera that you put on the top of your computer, and you just press the button, and you say, hi, Mom, hi, Dad, hi, customer, hi, prospect, hello, this is John Paul Jones, this is Mary Smith, whoever you are, you're speaking to them, and keep it short, relatively short. So I send emails, maybe they're a minute or two at most, but people see my smile, my face, my focusing on what this is doing for them. And they, oh, okay, and they write it down, and then they, some things that they really like, that this is wonderful, they then just simply forward the video to their family and friends. And it keeps bettering the lives of others, here, there, and everywhere. Now, it's really, it's inexpensive, but there is a fee, but it's well worth it. Instead of just typing out messages and emails and all that, you send them. It's you in their house, in their home, giving them your blessings. That's the beauty of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I've done is try to give you most of the items that we focus on, because we can be here another few days or so. But it's just a one-hour show that Mr. Ron Clayton's brings us together, and that's why we're here. So be sure to share this information that I've given you with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity. Why not be kind and share it? Because it benefits everybody involved. And by the way, I wanted to tell something. I've had 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize, Mr. Ron Clayton. But here's one. In 2014, they told me, at the Nobel Peace Prize, they said, Mr. Kane, you were number 2 in the world. And I thought, well, that's very nice. But when I was in the Navy, I was one of the first Navy top gun pilots. And I was, okay. Then I was the all-Navy, East Coast and all-Navy top gun. I would rather be number 1 rather than number 2, but I'll keep trying. But it's very nice to say, hey, Mr. Kane, you're number 2 in the world, the Nobel Peace Prize. But I keep plugging ahead. I want to get this thing taken care of before I get too old. So with that, let me take a sip of my coffee again and turn it back over to you, Ron. You have so many wonderful things to say. God bless, and thank you for the opportunity to share the gifts with everybody. Back over to you, Ron.
Thank you, Len. I'd like to add a little caveat to what he just shared with everybody. The year that he came in second place, in case you might remember, the person who won Nobel Peace Prize that year, her name was Mother Teresa. So when we're with Len Kane, we're in pretty good company, guys. I'm telling you, what a treat. It makes this show just all the more to realize you, when you go home and you're talking to your friends and family or family gatherings and things, you can talk how you know. You've met. You have the opportunity to talk to this fella who's such a great friend. You know, and extending the work that he's done with the Zentiva Health Company, I know everybody's watching TV right now, and they have come at different times. And every commercial, every station, NBC, CBS, cable show, whatever it is, they're advertising these vitamins and pharmaceuticals, and they're in gummy bear form. You know, chewable vitamins, chewable prescriptions, easy to get, you know. And they're so popular, all the major companies. Well, one of the founders of and the leader in manufacturing these products is Intiva Health. They just dedicated a new 500,000-square building to produce organic pharmaceutical-grade gummy, you know, it comes out of the juice, and then they have to mix the pharmaceutical or the vitamin into it. Well, two companies jumped right on board. One of them, you might have heard of Whole Foods. They will be distributing Intiva gummy bear vitamins and food supplements and what they sell over the counter. And then the other one you've heard of is CVS Pharmacy. So they will be compounding some of the prescription, the drugs that people need to have fulfilled will come in the form of gummy. That's the base of it, is made by Intiva Health. And they already, their first month of business with this, just this one area, they did $1 million. That was a few months ago.
Hey, Ron, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
The mics are open, right? There's a 484 number. We're talking to Intiva Health, a veteran friend of mine who I just recently met a few months back. Mac, are you there?
I don't see his number. Now, maybe he's in on another platform, but he's not on Block. That doesn't mean he's not here.
Well, I don't want to interrupt again. But Mac was going through the same thing, Lynn, that we were just talking about. I'm headed to his house when I leave here today, because he was on about 8 or 10 different types of medicines and switch you to this one and switch you to that one. Ron, you remember just the other day, one of my oldest, most loyal business partners was taking, Ron, take that story you talked to Diana, just as another example, Ron.
A few years ago, I had a stroke, and I'm living on a series of medications and diet. And, and a diabetic, they have type 2, they always want you to have control. They have a number. What's your number? They're always asking your number. So I was on a medicine that I was seeing and reading on the Internet every week, every day. There was a message saying, if you have this kind of thing happening in your body, if you're reacting this way, you should consider this is not good. So I was watching TV when I saw a new product on TV that claimed I could do a lot of things that, frankly, my medicine didn't do. Now, that medicine, there's two stories, there's two parts of the story. The first one is because of that, and we, my doctor said, sure, let's try this. I want you to know the result is my blood sugar is now between 5 and sometimes it goes between 5 and 6. It was up around 8 or 9, which is about to kill you. So that's the first thing it did. Second thing, I lost 205 pounds. I weighed 225 pounds for 30 years. Couldn't lose weight for nothing. I tried everything. So that's the second thing. The other thing, my blood pressure is 120 over 78. Not shabby for 70 years old and having a stroke. But the other part of this, that's one part of it. I was able to change medicine. The next problem was that was the price of it. Right now, if you go to the pharmacy and you try to order that, it costs you $1,300. Well, with the help of Intiva Health, the prescription program, first of all, I got Rybelsus, the manufacturer, to cut the price by $500 right up front. Then Intiva Health helped me reduce it another $350. Now, between that and our prescription drug program with a high deductible, I got my medicine. By the third month of the year, I paid $10 a month for a year. So, guys.
Oh, so that's just a little testimony. That's just a little testimony, Ron.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about it, it's real.
I love it.
I can talk with authority because it's real. It happened. And now this is my second year. And, in January, everything switches over again. You got to start over with deductibles and stuff. But we're moving forward because we've got the program that Len Cain introduced to us. And everybody on this call, I don't care where you're at, it's welcome to take advantage of the programs that we have. And we encourage you. And you can register. You can join Golden Rule Society. You're not getting in anything. You're just joining. It's like having a library card. And the hope was direction. And if you want to register, just go to our site, goldenrulesociety.org is Len's organization and ours. And you can reach us on the same site, or you can come to our site, hopecollection.com, and sign in. And you'll be open to take advantage of every single program we have. And there's hundreds, if not thousands of them. So blessed, everybody. Please be. And I ask that you do something kind for somebody. I was on my way the other day. I'll finish up this. And I'm not saying this to wave a flag over my head. Please understand this. I was on my way to my brother-in-law's to drop off his boarding passes on the cruise we'll leave on tomorrow. So we're going to Cozumel for a week. And it's just going to be a great blessing all the way around. And I had in the back of the car for a week, I had big garbage bags full of the bottles from the holidays and pop bottles. And in New York State, you get a nickel for every one. Well, there was this couple, and they were, I could tell they were older. They were, I didn't know, I did ask them, they were Korean. So I pulled over the side of the road, and I said, hey, I opened the back of my car. I just had beer, and just gave them bag after bag after bag. They couldn't believe it. It was just, you know what, I had those bottles. What was it going to be, 10 or 20 bucks? Why not let those people have it? I helped, and you know what, this is how those people are making money to have food. You'd do the same thing in an instant. And I'd like to, that's all I'm saying. That's the kind of thing you can do. Do that for somebody.
That's what happens when God puts favor on your life and you have something called abundance and overflow. God says he's getting ready to do a new thing that eyes have never seen, ears have never heard of, and people can't even imagine. More, you guys, than you can imagine. We at the Hope Organization say we have no hidden agendas, hidden motives on what we do. We help people so that they can help other people. Is that not what we're about, Prez?
Absolutely. Len Cain, thank you again. And everybody else, Country Boy, Mary, and everybody else that's been on the show today, we pray that what we share with you helps empower you. And it helps you, influence you to be kind. Thanks so much. Have a great one, everybody. Happy birthday, Country Boy.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
Happy
have a blessed day. God bless,
bye,
man.
God bless.
Congratulations on your marriage, man.
Yeah, yes. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. God bless. Take good care.
Thank
and
you, little princess, for my birthday
week
song.